I'm your host, Sam, and I'm here because every question in life and every quandary we face can be answered by watching the Lord of the Rings extended editions and their special features. So without further ado, let's dive on in. I was short on questions this week, but I've had a lot of discussions and come across a lot of content on the value of the work we do and how we find value in ourselves and others. I've got a number of friends right now on the verge of career shifts. Some are waiting on hiring processes and certifications. Some are bored and fed up and searching for new jobs. Almost all of them have felt a sense that their job is part of their personal perceived worth. And then I read an article in Vice this week, which I'll link to in the show notes, about women feeling worthless because they are neither mothers nor career women. There was a line in it that resonated deep in my heart. It read, "The biggest barrier women face seems to be the idea that we have inherent worth, that we deserve to be alive, deserve to be happy, even if we are doing, quote-unquote, nothing." Now, for me, it's easy to look at my friends and family who are in the throes of work struggles and not really see any of that. I see people that I love. I see them not because of a job. That feels so secondary to who they are as people, but I love them for who they are. But why do we struggle to extend that same grace to ourselves? So many of us are like Faramirs, looking to outside sources for validation and failing to see our own qualities. It can lead to ruin, and in Faramir's case, to near death. Or we're like Pippin at Minas Tirith. We feel small and lost without a task to do. We feel lonely even in the midst of a crowd because we're not part of a work or a job or whatever. Or we're Aragorn with Arwen in Rivendell, believing we're unworthy of another's love because we don't have a job befitting what we think they deserve. And we need to start offering ourselves the same love that these characters had for one another and for Middle-earth as a whole. Frodo didn't seek personal glory when he offered to take the ring. He just really liked people and liked nature and knew it was worth preserving. It didn't have to do anything, it simply was. And that's how all of us are. All of us deserve a Frodo. We're all worth that inherently, and that's what we need to remember. When I first saw these films, as I've said a few times before, what really helped me was hearing Frodo tell Sam at the end of nearly every movie, "Sam, I'm glad you're here with me," in some form or another. It was my way of cracking the veil and offering myself grace that as a young person I didn't give myself very often. So to those of you, friends, family, listeners, remember, you are more than a job. I'd walk to Mordor and back for any of you. You're valuable just as you are, and I'm glad you're here. That's all for today. Thanks so much for listening. Next week is Samwise 50, and it's going to be kind of a fudged, belated one-year celebration of Samwise. So definitely submit your questions to 608-561-2755 or email sam.wise.ath@gmail.com. Don't forget to visit athpod.com, where you'll find our other podcasts, including Venture Bros and Venture Brothers podcast, Demon Days, an actual play podcast, the OG After the Hype, and our newest Damage Boost. You can also find us at ATH Podcast on Instagram and Twitter, and After the Hype on Facebook, and you can find me at SammyJane613 on Instagram. I look so forward to hearing from you next week and to celebrating 1 year or 50 episodes of Samwise. Bye!